This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Today, the White House will recognize a Detroit man for his role in establishing a drug recovery program. Andre Johnson is president and CEO of Detroit Recovery Project. According to a report in the Detroit Free Press, he's being recognized as one of 10 champions of change by the White House, and he joins us now. First, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lester. And let me thank you for reaching out to me to join you by Stateside. I enjoy listening to your radio show.
I understand this Champions of Change program is part of the Obama administration's response to the growing opioid and heroin abuse in the country. Now, often that kind of abuse has been associated with rural, white, middle-aged abusers. How much of this is an issue? How much has that kind of drug abuse been an issue in Detroit?
Well, part of, I don't know if you know, but the president had proposed a $1 billion budget to Congress to infuse into our country to address this opioid and heroin addiction, which has been prevalent in our community, particularly in the city of Detroit, for many, many years. But what has occurred over the last decade or so is that there's been a proliferation of opioid abuse in suburban and rural America. Me being a native Detroiter and seeing firsthand how it's been an issue in the urban setting for many, many years. But now, you know, we've seen actors like Philip Seymour Hoffman die of overdose. We've seen Whitney Houston and a number of other talented celebrities die from this opioid addiction. I think it's at the forefront. And now it's a lot of attention has been brought to it.
Well, especially since now affecting the white community, not just the black community, suddenly there's a lot of money being thrown toward it. What has been the trend in substance abuse in Detroit? Are we seeing more or fewer people caught up with drugs overall?
Well, I think from what I've seen is heroin has been prevalent since the 70s. It really hadn't gone nowhere. Crack cocaine is prevalent. You do have more designer drugs. They're doing the lean, mixing the codeine with Sprite and other liquids. You do have more designer pills and things of that nature is more and more prevalent. I mean, marijuana usage has always been an issue. I'm a young man that grew up in the 80s, and when I was growing up, we were trying to mimic Cheech and Chong. Now, you know, the young folks, they want to mimic the rappers that's smoking the blunts. So we live in a country where drugs are here and people of all walks of life have access to them and people of all walks of life are abusing them and they're dying every day. And so it's our job to be a program available to help people who want help, to help address the issue. A lot of people don't understand addiction.
Tell me a little bit about what Detroit Recovery Project does for its clients.
First of all, our whole purpose is to save and enrich lives and show people that struggle with substance use, that recovery and prevention are possible and that you can rebuild your lives. But we provide a variety of services to help people, ranging from GED preparation, 12-step support group, housing assistance, job readiness, employment assistance, HIV prevention, testing, and counseling. We also assist people returning home from prison and jail. And our approach is peer-led, peer-ran, and peer-driven. And what that means, Lester, is we bring in a team of people who have been trained and have a proven track record of being productive drug-free citizens in our community.
That's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. I mean, you're a former drug and alcohol user. You've been in recovery for several years now. The Detroit Recovery Project uses people with drug experience to help people with drug addiction problems. Why is that more helpful than not?
So I'm a person in long-term recovery. That means I have not used no drugs and alcohol for over 27 and a half years. And I meet somebody who's in the midst of struggling with that addiction right here, right now. And sometimes my story can motivate them. My story can compel them to say, hey, I want to get off drugs because I believe if you can do it, I can do it too. And so that approach is an effective approach. Not to say that's the only approach. There's many licensed social workers, licensed psychiatrists, psychologists, et cetera, that can help people. But the peer approach is helpful and is cost effective.
What do you think of this honor coming from the White House? How might it help you with your efforts at the Detroit Recovery Project?
Well, one, I'm honored, extraordinarily honored to receive this honor. It's something I didn't anticipate or never would have imagined. But I'm very thankful and grateful. More than anything, I'm hoping that it can increase awareness in our region, in our state, in our county, in our city. We got to address the pink elephant in the room, Lester. People don't want to talk about this subject, addiction. People want to shy away from it. When people suffer from addiction, they have a disorder that has to be treated. And we got to treat it just like we treat and address any other disorder. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes, you're not embarrassed or ashamed to discuss that. And so we got to break the walls of stigma down. We got to break the walls of embarrassment down. And when we can address the true issue that exists, then we can begin to have an impact on the quality of life. We need a drug-free state, a drug-free community. And ultimately, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping my daughter and her kids and my future grandkids can have a safe and drug-free community.
Andre Johnson is being recognized by the White House as a champion of change. More than 900 people from across the nation were nominated for the honor. 10 were selected. Congratulations again, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lester. Have a great day.
You too.